This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Sunday's NFL game between the New England Patriots and the Oakland Raiders was no contest. The Patriots dominated, as God intended. Instead, the real drama was on the sidelines beforehand. The game was held in Mexico City, and Raiders player Marshawn Lynch stood for the Mexican national anthem, but then sat down for our own, the Star-Spangled Banner. The president noticed this. He tweeted, quote, Marshawn Lynch of the NFL's Oakland Raiders stands the Mexican national anthem and sits down to booze for our national anthem. Great disrespect. Next time the NFL should suspend him for the remainder of the season. Attendance and ratings way down. Anthony Tall is a lawyer and sports agent, and he joins us tonight. So I just want to stipulate that, I think all of this behavior is allowed under the First Amendment. So I don't think there's any debate over whether it's protected as speech. Of course it is. The debate is over how grotesque it is. And I don't understand why Marshawn Lynch is under the impression that Mexico is a more virtuous country than his own. Where would he get that idea?
Well, I think that you need to go and ask yourself, why would a rich athlete feel as if another country is better than him? And it goes back to what LeBron James said. LeBron James said, being black in America is hard. It doesn't matter how much money you have, right, who you are, how much fame you have. So I think Marshawn Lynch is evidence of that. So you also have to ask yourself, what would drive someone, a multi-million dollar athlete, to stand during the Mexican national anthem and not want to stand on his own? This isn't something that he just comes up with. Where does that come from?
It's just,
and
well,
I'm going
to
say that it comes from a lot of statistics. Go ahead.
But what it doesn't come from is a deep knowledge of Mexico. I mean, if you're doing that to the Swiss anthem, okay, we could debate it. Or the French anthem, we could debate it. But have you seen the people who run Mexico? Is there a country in the world with a firmer color bar than Mexico? I don't think there is. Is there a country with a more grotesque history of slavery than Mexico? How do Afro-Mexicans do? Do you have any idea? Does Marshawn Lynch have any idea? I mean, let's be real here. You'd rather be black in America than Mexico any day of the week.
I think Marshawn Lynch and a lot of black people might differ with you. They might say
really?
It's worse being in America than being in Mexico.
Oh,
you know,
really?
A lot of these athletes that travel around the world, they get treated a lot better in their perspective than they do here in America. That's why they say that.
I don't think Marshawn Lynch.
We're not talking about Afro.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We're not talking
let's just be real, okay? Barack Obama could not have been elected president of Mexico. They have major race problems in Mexico, and we pretend that Mexico is this sort of unified Hispanic country. That's not reality, and anyone who says that knows nothing about Mexico. I'm not attacking Mexico. That's just true. So I guess I wonder, does he know anything about Mexico? And by the way, how badly is Marshawn Lynch treated when he goes to dinner? Or do people yell at him at dinner? I mean, can we just be real for a second? This is ridiculous.
You know, I appreciate what Tucker Carlson does when he brings ideologues on his show like this and exposes them. And when I say this, I don't mean this in any kind of condescending manner. You know, I would hope that the sports agent would be a little bit more educated and could articulate this position. This is the problem that the NFL has had from day one. It's like they need a specialist to come in to help them, you know, get their story straight, so that they really understand what it is that they're trying to accomplish. But this is what happens when you get this knee-jerk reaction and people think, well, because I've got some notoriety, I'm going to speak out. But when it comes across and it does more harm than good, then it's, why waste the asset? Why waste the resource here? And the sports agent is just in line with the rest of them. I don't see how he's helping the cause, helping Marshawn Lynch or any other black athlete to this cause, including, I would dare say, the one and only preeminent basketball player on the planet that you would hope would be able to articulate something a little bit better. But as you can clearly see, he is not Michael Jordan.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Horace Cooper joins us now, nationally recognized legal commentator and adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research and co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Mr. Cooper, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Always good to have your insight here. So what are your thoughts on Colin Kaepernick, the man of the year, according to GQ? Is he the citizen of the year? Not man of the year.
Citizen of the year. It is increasingly the case that the so-called mainstream media is doing every single thing that they can to alienate people who live in the heartland, the people who are not living on the East or the West Coast. And here is another example. Apparently, flag burners weren't high profile enough for them to profile and put on their give them the award. But they found someone else who acted in a similarly disrespectful way and decided that, yes, this is exactly who the readers of America would want to see. And this explains likely why the readership of the GQ has declined so much over the last 15 years.
Yeah, it's almost welcome to the world of irrelevance. And I mean, even with a desperate ploy to try to be, but I mean, you're not even going after anybody with, any significant number of people who would laud this and say, wow, okay, a smart move here. Because like, you wonder, of all the things that happened this year, in America, and I think a lot of great things to Americans, by Americans, why Colin Kaepernick?
So, the irony to me is, it was actually last year that he began this disrespectful behavior and became prominent for doing it. And it is this year that it isn't so much him being the person of disrespect. It is a whole group effort by a couple, nearly a dozen NFL players that were disrespectful. This is an attempt to normalize people like Colin Kaepernick. This is an attempt to lionize. It is pretty clear. You don't even have to look at it with any kind of a very, very jaundiced eye to recognize they are trying to make it appear that there is something positive and that there's something great about this disrespectful behavior. I have said again and again, this is not patriotic behavior. You can, in America, be as critical about anything you want to be critical about. Our system encourages every person to be able to express themselves. What we don't do is let you call that criticism patriotism. The left, GQ, progressives want to pretend that there's this new phenomenon called patriotic dissent. This behavior is no more appropriate than on your wife's 20th anniversary saying, I'm not taking you out to dinner. I'm going to outline all of the criticisms that I have of our marriage. I'm going to tell you about your weight problem. I'm going to tell you about the nagging problem. I'm going to tell you about how I don't like your morning breath. If you were to do that on your 20th anniversary, you wouldn't be able to say, that's because I love you. Because when your wife sends you the divorce papers the next day, you'll understand that you weren't being loving.
Yes.
On your mother's, on Mother's Day, you wouldn't send a letter telling your mother, I love you. I want to show you how devoted I am to you. But you are a bad mother. You are a bad person. In no activity associated with patriotism, no song, no ritual. There is no part of patriotism. You don't wake up on the 4th of July and come up with your litany of criticism. We need to call this disrespectful, unpatriotic behavior out for what it actually is.
Exactly. Horace, I also want to get your read on, I don't know if you saw this last night, Tucker Carlson was interviewing this law professor who had submitted an op-ed to the New York Times. And I got to tell you, it's a sad commentary. I really felt for him that his worldview is so anti-white. And the things that he had to say just keep us locked down in terms of this bitter divide. Didn't want to offer.
I didn't feel sad for him. I felt sad for us.
Yeah, maybe his boys, I guess.
We are sitting, I watched this interview, yeah. I read his piece. We are sitting in the midst of the racism of the 21st century being made manifest. Mm-hmm. I want people to comprehend this. The racism of the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s was not entirely, wasn't even mostly presented by people in hoods and shrouds. It was presented as positive, as helpful. It was suggested that it was better for people if we look at the race of individuals and group them accordingly. It was argued that it was hygienic, that you could tell one race was more or less hygienic than another. Mm. You didn't divide people from drinking water at the fountain, and you didn't provide limits on who could go to the pool because of some hate rhetoric. Mm-hmm. It was because of this very same gentle rhetoric used last night and in the column, and that was a rejection of Martin Luther King's vision that every person ought to be judged as an individual. This man came right out and said, if you're white, it's okay to lump you into a category of bad behavior until you as an individual can prove otherwise. That is textbook bigotry.
Right. And the standard of said behavior was such that it was obvious that if you believed as he did, then your behavior is acceptable. Anything less made you a racist.
Yeah, but as I said, I want your listeners to understand, he doesn't have to wear a scary garb.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to come in the dark of night. He doesn't need to carry a pitchfork. What he is saying is the definition of bigotry and racism, and that is that we can judge people who we've never met, who we've never had any interaction with, if we only know one aspect about them, their race. And let's be clear, he wasn't saying let's be nice to people who are white. He particularly thought that there should be detrimental treatment for people who are white because he has judged the race as being dangerous.
Exactly.
This was very bad.
In the op-ed, he says, I will teach my boys the lesson generations of old. I will teach them to be cautious. I will teach them suspicion. I will teach them distrust. I will teach my boys to have profound doubts about that friendship. Most amazing. Really incredible. I appreciate your insight. More from Horace Cooper on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America, 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk. No tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Horace Cooper continues with us. Horace, just put a little, a ribbon around this thing. And I had to see, that last night. I had an inspiring conversation with Thomas McClary. He's the founder of the Commodores, and we're going to be talking with him a little bit later on. And we were talking yesterday about how race relations have come a long way, and the hope that both of us shared, for all of America, a united America, and to see a learned professor. I mean, this guy's a law professor talking the way he did last night. Gosh, you know, you talk about, you know, the bigotry of the 50s and 60s and going backwards. I mean, what a backward step for somebody so educated that you would think, you know, could be a better example, that he would teach his kids the things that would more divide us and be manipulated than something that would bring us together as a country. When I believe the general sentiment, Horace, and maybe I'm Pollyannish, you can call me that if you want, but I just you know, in my travels across the country and talking to people of all races and creed, is that, you know, they're all, you know, hungering for unity here.
Oh, absolutely, we are. And it is very disappointing that the nation, who elevated to its top office a black man in the most powerful position on the planet, in a way that isn't on the horizon in the United Kingdom or in France or in Germany, or you go almost to anywhere in Western Europe or any of the modern economic powerhouses, it isn't possible. Mm-hmm. And yet, it's not on the horizon. And yet, it happened here in America twice.
Exactly.
And that opportunity wasn't used to share with people who haven't been paying attention here in the United States about the possibilities. I would have loved it if our former president would have at least once a quarter, it'd be nice if he could do it monthly, but at least once a quarter stood up and said, you know how great America is? America is a place that doesn't matter who you are, what your circumstances, how humble your beginnings are, if you apply yourself, if you hit the books hard, you can ultimately be president of these United States.
Exactly.
Remind us that that's what this country is. Instead, he and his administration worked assiduously to say the opposite message, that America's unfair, that America doesn't give people a shot, that you can strive, but you still won't be given your chance. Seeing with our eyes how supremely opportunity there is in America was shrouded by the rhetoric that said just the opposite.
Yeah.
This learned professor is doing even more damage by adding some kind of academic patina to out-and-out bigotry and racism.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it calmly. He did it in this very, very serious demeanor. And it made it even more dangerous because people were listening and they believe Barack Obama's criticism of America, and many will believe this gentleman's.
Yeah.
That sets us back.
Yeah, and Tucker called him out on his sophism, false and deceptive argument there. And the other thing to keep in mind is, as you were just talking about the president of the United States twice, we had the first black attorney general, you know, and here it is.
First and second.
I mean, you look at that and you go, whoa, and a female on top of that. And you sit there and go, okay, what happened here? I mean, you know, as you say, just in terms of the potential of, today's America and what could have been. And maybe, if Martin Luther King could be talking from the grave, what he would have talked about in terms of a lost opportunity.
But this is why some of the most remarkably distinguished colleges and universities in the 30s, 40s, and 50s embraced racial segregation.
Mm-hmm.
This is the reason why a college president, Woodrow Wilson, became president of the United States, a person who's supposed to be bright and an academic, resegregated Washington, D.C., and our military services.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to use the subtle side of out-and-out bigotry to engage in their racist behavior. They didn't wear masks. They yes. didn't scare you. They didn't light fires. What was most dangerous about what he did is it is harder to comprehend how terrible, how evil the vision that he offered last night because of the calm demeanor in which he expressed himself.
Exactly. Well, I want to talk about the NAACP's protest of the Star Spangled Banner. Boy, talk about, you know, everything that is America, as John Kelly said, the things we hold sacred are being challenged right now. And if we don't understand the things that are sacred of this country, then everything gets unwound here, Horace.
Well, it's no coincidence that these things are being brought forward the way they are. It is part of the radical left's indictment of America itself. I don't actually know where the country is or the community lives where this vision that they have of how it should work has been shown. It's certainly not Venezuela. It's certainly not Cuba. It's definitely not North Korea. I'm hoping they don't think that China is the place to look. But they reject this country and its vision that has housed, fed, prospered more people than any other, successfully, than any other civilization in 500 years. Mm-hmm. They hate that. And I'm going to use that term. They hate that. Mm-hmm. I think that the California NAACP singled this out to get attention. That they are attacking the national anthem, not because they don't believe it. I think they do dislike our national anthem. But they're doing it today so that they can get attention. Is that fundraising attention? Is that media attention? Not clear to me. Many of the critics of America are going to start racing forward to announce, or I would say denounce, our country. I said all along that the criticism by Colin Kaepernick and others was in fact anti the United States, mm-hmm. was in fact unpatriotic, and I was told by many, and I'm sure you heard it, oh, no, no, he's engaging in criticism about police brutality and other kinds of social injustice. Mm-hmm. This group says, by the way, Colin Kaepernick was one of the first people to identify the very problem why we don't want to honor our national anthem. I knew that they were motivated by animus against our country, and this action proves it.
Well, what happens to, you know, I think the young black men who have served in the military, who honor the flag, that love the Star Spangled Banner, what kind of cultural conflict are they finding themselves entangled with?
We saw in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, during the fight for equality, that people who weren't minorities and who joined in favor of equality were referred to as race traitors. Mm. We are seeing that terminology and that behavior being called out again and again and again. I think one of the most honorable things, my father passed this year. We had a military funeral. It was a beautiful thing to behold, and I was so honored that my father had taken the risk to sacrifice for all of us.
Yes.
And at his death, we restored that recognition and acknowledgement. I think it's a terrible thing that we're sending a message that that's not important, that that's not valuable, and that in fact, young black men or other minorities should eschew this amazing opportunity of service.
Without a doubt. And of course, this professor last night, to your point, is setting all this up in part and parcel with this other narrative that's going about.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit, absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. We got a real special guest for us right now. Dr. Mark Hovinger joins us. He's a Christian apologetics professor at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and the managing editor at Kairos Journal. Additionally, Dr. Hovinger is a contributor to the new King James Version Unapologetic Study Bible, which we're going to be talking about at length because it is a timely release. Dr. Hovinger, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Fine. Doing great. Thank you.
Well, good to have you with us to talk about the release of this new King James Version Unapologetic Study Bible. It was just released from Thomas Nelson Publishers. Why did you and C. Ben Mitchell, who is a Graves professor at moral philosophy at Union University, come together to present this new version?
Well, it's an amazing story. I'll be very brief about it, but the CEO of a company called American Standard Corporation that they make toilets and drain air conditioning and Westinghouse air brakes, he had a crisis in life when he lost the wife of his youth, and he came to the Lord in the midst of this. Then there was a young woman who was a Muppeteer. She was on the Sesame Street for years. She came to the Lord in Manhattan, and she'd been single all her life, and God brought them together. And as he retired with after great success with American Standard, he had a foundation. He founded basically a ministry to fund Christian efforts. And he and she were married, and they decided that they saw America and really the West just slipping into all kinds of moral chaos. They were impressed with the story of William Wilberforce. But Mr. Kampouras wanted to know, who was his pastor? Who was the one that kept William Wilberforce going and encouraged John Newton and so forth? This guy named John Dent. And he
Good
said
question.
He wanted to set up a website to raise up John Dents all over the place so we might have Wilberforces. So we started a website, and we ended up doing 2,200 articles on 38 topics, writing in four different ways. And Nelson came to us and said, look, you have all this material up there. Maybe we can build a Bible around this. And so they've basically taken around 400 articles and worked them into this Bible corresponding with particular passages. And it's coming out. And so it just happened. But we had the website first, and it's up there. And incidentally, if you buy the Bible, you have access to the entire website.
Wow, that's awesome. Mark, I got to tell you, I am really impressed here because for many years, and how you and I have not been connected before now is unbelievable, because as we know, the things of God always happen in perfect timing, because this has been my heart's cry, is that we needed to have an outreach dealing with the issues of the day. And here it is, you've been doing this all along. And I got to tell you, it is heartening to finally connect with you. And I want to say, where have you been most of my life, because I've been looking for this, because I think this is really needed, because, you know, we need to have good conversation, educated conversation on these issues. We see things are not happening, you know, and just as you said, your benefactors and what they saw, again, what is their names? I want to make sure I have their names correctly.
Yeah, it's Emmanuel Kampouras. It's a Greek name. And then, anyway, she was Camille Bonoro, but she's Camille Kampouras, K-A-M-P-O-U-R-I-S. And they assembled a couple of dozen of us, and we have writers from Australia and England and all over America. It's been quite a team, and we started on this back in 2002, so we've been together for a long time and been a lot of places and written a lot of things. Real quick, let me just say, it's in four quadrants, and we have articles that are biblical studies, and each one runs about 600, 700 words. It's very concise. Then we have historical vignettes, and we have key quotations from all kinds of people, and then we have some contemporary trend editorials. So anyway, it's a very rich site, and it's basically been restricted to those in the ministry, and we have about 10,000 plus ministers reading it around the world, and anyway, it's in seven languages and 100 countries, so it's been out there, but fun to see.
We need to get it. We need to get it out to the body of Christ here, Mark, because they're the ones that are meeting, with neighbors, with people with questions, and going, "Tell me about your Jesus." And many are ill prepared, or they're shy to talk about it because they haven't, begun the process. We were talking with an educator earlier today, and my kids often hear me talk about the process that you got to crawl before you walk, before you run, and we have a lot of Christians out there that are just starting the crawling stages, and they don't necessarily want to offend anybody, even though the truth is at times offensive. I mean, Jesus was offensive, to those things of the devil. But by the same token, what we're finding out, even with all this research that has been done recently, including from Gallup, is secular America is saying, hey, where is your God? How come Christians aren't talking about these issues? They've gone silent, and I go, well, the irony is you told Christians that you didn't want them to participate in the public square. You didn't want them to be part of the conversation because we were too stiff and wrongheaded. And now that you're crashing the bus repeatedly into the ditch, you want drivers.
Well said. Well said. By the way, we see it's called the Unapologetic Study Bible. And by the way, one of my colleagues at Southern edited an Apologetic Study Bible. This isn't a rebuke of that, but basically we're hanging a plumb line, just from that biblical notion of the prophets, hanging a plumb line, a biblical plumb line in the midst of a culture that's leaning precipitously, and we're just saying, look, if we're not here to be politically correct. This is what the Word of God says, and this is what God's best people are thinking and doing and have done so through the years.
Yes. Well, let's face it. Political correctness avoids God. I mean, that's what they want to do. I mean, this is all humanistic. They want to get God out of the conversation. And my question to you is, how is that working for you?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's working terribly. I mean, we've hollowed it out. Sometimes you talk about a cut flower civilization, and we certainly have strong Judeo-Christian roots and biblical roots, but you take that away, and there's a little bit of bloom on the flower still, but it's done. And we've got to bring back the Word of God and the testimony of the great in church history.
Well, Mark, when you look historically at the children of Israel who had God, Almighty God, as their leader, and when he followed, the children of Israel followed his ways, it went well for them, much the same way as he said to Cain, you know, back in those days, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And I think that is, you know, one of the most profound sentences in the Bible that resounds through the millennia, and one that we need to reconnect with today. You know, those who have, understand what their redemption is all about, have experienced the dark and have come to the light, can practically tell you, yes, it goes better when I do right.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many verses that speak of this. You know, if my people were called by my name. I was reading this morning in Samuel, 1 Samuel, just about how things were falling apart, and there's a call now and then that people say, hey, something's wrong, or Samuel will step up, and you have to have these renewals. And of course, our great dream is that there would be an awakening in America, that we come back to our senses, and we read about, we write about in this Bible, we write about the Welsh revival, and there have been other great revivals, Asbury College and the Hebrides and so forth, and it's just like, oh God, please send that. And in the meantime, we have got to be faithful and very plain spoken about what His Word says.
Without a doubt. Well, we're talking with Dr. Mark Coppinger. We've got to go to a short break. Stay with us, America. We're talking about the Unapologetic Study Bible. We're talking about life in these times and what people, the redeemed people of God, can do in terms of leading a revival. So stay with us. We've got more coming up.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow, perhaps where you live. Rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Hello, Mr. Anderson.
The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And, unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Dr. Mark Coppinger continues, a Christian apologetics professor at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. We were talking about the New King James Version, an apologetic study Bible that he and C. Ben Mitchell have put together on our behalf. And not only that, but the resources abound that I believe are of increasing importance to all of us who have questions. And know that we need to be able to speak truth to power, speak truth to this culture, and do so in a loving way, but yet in a way that is going to be, maybe perceived as being a bit confrontive. But that's what the truth does. I mean, it wasn't like Jesus came and everybody just, rolled over, did they, Mark?
No, they didn't. I mean, I remember once I was involved in the startup of a magazine, and we went to this training session up in New York on starting magazines, and they said, look, you're going to have to decide. Are you going to have a magazine with edge or without edge? Without edge is like Christmas Ideals or maybe Saturday Evening Post or whatever. And then edge means that you have the power to offend and to divide people. So you have to make a basic choice. And I thought, well, we're working with the Bible. It has edge. And yes, this certainly has edge.
Right. Well, when you look at society today, society has edge. And society is complaining that they don't like the edge, frankly. And so yep. What are you going to do about it? What are the choices, Mark Coppinger?
Well, I mean, again, we're unapologetic about this. I remember once on talk radio, I was speaking with someone. I think it was on the homosexual issue. And mm-hmm. Someone was saying, oh, well, that's not loving, and so forth. And I said, look, if you go to a doctor and he just tells you what you want to hear, then he's not a very good doctor. That's not merciful. And so when mine tells me, hey, you're fat, your cholesterol's high, I don't say, well, I'll just go to another doctor who'll tell me I'm just fine. If you have cancer, you want a clear diagnosis. And so as upsetting as it might be, we try to say, look, this is what the Word of God says. And don't call us unloving, but we're not going to back off and say, oh, well, you just write your own diagnosis and prescription, and then we'll just sign it. That's not what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. But what is the purpose of all this, though, Mark? I mean, at the end of the day, if you want to resist gravity and you want to deny that gravity is in play, how many times do you have to hit the ground from the tallest building to realize that this hurts? And I mean, and I see this more and more in my study and in my devotion time with God. It is just like the law of gravity. Everything is set. All the boundaries are there. And like I said, like that statement with Cain, that one very powerful statement, you know, he's down in his mouth, things aren't going his way because he's being stubborn. And God just breaks it down for him very simply. He says, hey, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that right meant righteousness. If you do it God's way, if you choose to do it God's way, understanding the laws and the boundaries that he established for our good, not for our harm, but for our good, it goes well for us. But, you know, we want to fight that somehow. We want to live life according to our own means. And because we're free will agents, hey, go ahead, have it your way. Keep falling off the building, keep getting bruised. But, you know, quit crying out to me and saying, you know, can you do something about this gravity thing? It is set and settled, isn't it?
Yeah, it is indeed. And, of course, one of the most dramatic things we see in this connection is just what's happened in Hollywood with Kevin Spacey and Harvey Weinstein and stuff. They just lived absolutely according to their own pleasures and vanity and the like. And now they're crashing and burning. And one thing that you hope is that when people have tried all this other stuff, you know, or even, I don't know, whatever choice they've taken, that they finally say, wait, this really isn't working out. What do you guys have to say? And by the way, we don't just speak to the things that most people understand are out of line, but we actually help people navigate some waters they might not know about. I mean, what about egg donation for in vitro fertilization? Or what do you make of Islam? Is it a religion of peace? Or how do you pray for them? How do you speak about them? There's just a lot of confusion out there. I remember I had a little card on my wall when I was a pastor that said, don't attribute to malice what can be explained in terms of ignorance. And a lot of times, people are just like sheep. They don't have a clue what's going on. So we're not just rebuking and, you know, standing in the face, shaking a finger, even though we do a fair amount of that. But we also are saying, look, I know these are really confusing times. Let us talk with you about what to make of this.
Right. Well, and today the role of government is at the forefront like never before. I mean, we have a president that half of the country wants nothing to do with, and a portion of the country wants him impeached.
Yeah, boy. You know, evangelicals have had they've been all over the place on this particular thing, like, you know, how offended they should be over this or that, or how scrupulous here and there. And we have good people in our church who disagree over how one should vote, but it strikes me that these are very, very dangerous times, and that great things are afoot, and I am so grateful when I see good things done, like the appointment of this particular Supreme Court justice that we just had, and other things. These are very, very tricky times, but I pray for our president, and I'm encouraged by a lot of what I see.
Well, we have elected officials that are getting shot, one beaten up in his front yard. It is a time of unhingement in some degree, and, you know, what's being manifest, whether it's, you know, these alleged lone wolves that are about us. The FBI says we have over a thousand open inquiries right now into radical Islamists that reside in our country. It's no longer an existential threat, it is near and present.
Yeah, that's a very big issue. Actually, we've dealt with Islam a fair amount, and we even had a conference in Europe. It was an invited conference, and it was confidential, but essentially we had leaders from everything from the House of Lords, the Polish Parliament, Australian prelates, the what have you, or Australian bishops, and we talked about the simultaneous collapse of the church in Europe and the expansion of Islam and what that meant for Europe. And we also talked about how you really can't get the West, Europe and America, out of just any old religion. It really takes a Judeo-Christian base, and you just can't get Europe out of the Quran. And so, you know, goodbye if you think that every religion is just the same. So we actually have a Kairos Journal Award that's given. We gave it a couple of times. Once it was to a fellow who spoke plainly about Islam. He's a Pakistani expat in Australia, and he spoke plainly about Islam in a church after the bombing at Bali that took out a lot of Australian lives. And there was kickback, and some Muslims complained that he was critical. And so a judge there in Melbourne said, you have to buy $75,000 worth of papers, worth of ads and papers to apologize.
No, well.
He said, I'm not going to do it. And it went all the way to the Supreme Court of Australia. But the speech codes, the political correctness is horrendous. And so we gave him an award for standing tall for the truth. It's on university campuses. It's in the political halls. We just are so paralyzed. We're so afraid that we'll offend someone or that we'll actually be in danger that we silence ourselves. And it's just time
exactly.
to say, this is the truth.
What is it about $75,000? Wasn't that about what we spent for advertisements after Benghazi, and we were blaming Benghazi because of the video, and Barack Obama and our government spent something like $75,000 apologizing for it?
Oh, I don't know the number on that, but I do remember the way they spun that and blamed it on that little video. You know, there's just so much... you know, the devil's the father of lies. You know, he doesn't manufacture bread or cobble shoes. He makes lies, and he sure does have a lot of wares out there. And there was a lot of misdirection over that particular thing. But you know, that's actually one of the things. You know, people think in heaven it want to be great. You know, you don't have sickness, and you don't have hunger, and you know, some sort of violence. I'm thinking it's going to be a great place just for it being a place of truth. There's so much falsehood out here in the world. If you go to a place and you don't have to say, well, I wonder really what the truth is. It's just everything's true up there. I really look forward to that.
It would be refreshing. I mean, you know, here, you know, I was born and raised in California, and our governor's so confused that he thinks God got it wrong in declaring male and female. He believes that the state needed to declare a third option, and I thought that was interesting. I don't know why he stopped at three. There's some California universities that have as many as 26 gender designations. So, but I guess three is closer to 26 than two. I guess.
Oh, man. I think I saw the other day that one of the social media sites allowed for over 70 different choices. It's just like a buffet line where you can mix and match any kind of nuance. Yeah, I mean, we've really lost our minds on this. And it says male and female created he them. And people seem to think, we saw an article the other day about a man and a woman, and they discovered that they were actually brother and sister. They'd been separated, and they were marrying, and they thought, well, okay, we'll just go ahead with it. And this was an argument saying, no, that's all right, that's fine. And they came up with a fancy name for that kind of attraction to one sibling.
Wow.
And, you know, you just keep it up. Just keep it up. And
that's the one thing about lies. You just keep on missing the mark until it goes to the absurd, right? Well, Dr. Mark Coppinger, we got to leave it there. I look forward to having you back. I want to continue this conversation. Congratulations on the book, the King James Version Unapologetic Study Bible. I say the book, the Bible, that was just released from Thomas Nelson Publishers. Where can they go for more information?
Well, I know the Nelson site, Zondervan Nelson, then the HarperCollins family, and I don't have the site right in front of us here, but Amazon has it, and I've seen it in a variety of places. It's just now coming out, and it's beautiful. But yes, I'm sure you could just go to
and we're going
to
link it. And we're going to link it on our website as well. Dr. Mark Coppinger, thank you for being with us.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.